Hi everyone, welcome to another podcast of Igayutat. I'm Diane McGachran, and with me is Miss Esther Green, and we are glad that you've joined us, and we hope you enjoy today's show. Today we're going to be covering kind of one word, acceptance, and what's meant by acceptance, not just of ourselves and the world around us, but some of the challenges with finding acceptance of our own selves and some of the emotions that we have in life. What we go through is how it is every day. And it's easy for us, if we're talking just about ourselves, isn't it easy, Esther, for us to accept like happiness and joy and peace? Mm-hmm. And that's the easy kind to accept. But I think we find it more challenges to accept more uncomfortable ways we are, like frustration, sadness, anxiety, fears. And what you and I wanted to talk about is how important it is to find a way of accepting our whole selves, mm-hmm. even the parts of us that are uncomfortable, and maybe a way of thinking about that that could bring some relief to people,
mm-hmm.
right? So do you want to talk about the importance of accepting all that happens within us? Now, it doesn't mean we have to, you know, like it or anything like that. It's just, how do we go about accepting who we are?
Mm. Ways we feel.
Yeah, accepting that.
How we sometimes suffer with grief.
Everyone mm-hmm. is going to go through that. That's right.
The way we experience disappointments.
Oh, that's yeah. a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Don't let your anger control your action.
Yes.
Or else you will push away people who you love.
Yeah.
Because people yeah. think differently.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I'm not happy about something that's going on with my life and I let my actions controlled by my anger, people around me, they're going to feel funny. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. right away, right there, they're going to think, oh, did I make her mad?
Yeah.
There was some blaming themselves.
Right.
When it's not.
Like their fault.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the, how we accept ourselves also influences or connects with how we are around other people. And you're right, like if we're holding on to our anger and we're really getting lost in it, then yes, it can push other people away if that's what's controlling us. We don't want any of our feelings really to be in control of us. But I remember something we were talking about, that when we don't accept our full selves and what we're going through, we can really get stuck. Mm-hmm. In that, like if we fight what we experience instead of move toward acceptance, we can actually become more stressed out.
Yep.
Which is a funny thing.
For example, if I don't accept so many deaths, suicides in my life,
mm-hmm.
then I can be stuck right there.
Yeah.
And feel miserable every day.
I know. Well, I remember when you've had grief over people who have died like that. And one thing that I noticed is you didn't try to hide away from how it made you feel. The grief, mm-hmm. anger, sadness. You accepted that mm-hmm. that was how you, that's the way you were feeling. And you didn't try to hide away from it.
Yeah. I think the most helpful part in that area is I was with somebody who can listen to me and not judge me. That free me to say what I want to say, cry if I want to cry. No judgment from the person who is listening to me.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I like that when we accept ourselves and what we're going through, it is easier for people to help us.
Yeah.
It actually makes us more open. It's kind of vulnerable, but it also makes us more open to care, the care around us. I'm thinking about how sometimes when we have difficult feelings, excuse me, that we're uncomfortable with, we might try to act like they're not there, those feelings, or we might drink them away, or we might distract ourselves so that we don't have to feel them. And it just seems like when you do that, doesn't it seem like those uncomfortable feelings, they hang on even tighter? They never really go away if you keep trying to, like, avoid them.
You just have to have that awareness where you dig into acceptance, which means that it's you come to the point where you understand yourself. This is life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is life. Part of my life. In this life, I was supposed to go through this. I didn't ask for it.
No.
But it just came on me. Somewhere along the way, I have to start thinking, for me, right now, what I'm going through is okay.
You know, that sounds really simple, but what a powerful approach to ourselves.
And a lot of questions ask you, as a thinker, aren't you going to look for ways how you can help yourself? Aren't you going to ask your friends, what should I do? Maybe they have answers to my questions, or maybe they don't. And even if they didn't answer me, I'll have to be okay with that.
I know. Oh, my gosh. That level of acceptance sometimes takes a lot of practice. Do you want to say in Yuktin that idea about how powerful it is to accept all the feelings and all the ways we are as a human being?
Dort nun jocht klo no gonis plugulun. Dort na yuk nritak. Hui jallak kakaka. Doi hua huang nik. Tamana. Ja. Wi dan kchin khlkha. Wi dat zhulag na khlkha. Umyom lu tsak fi gutai. Tiu ni kungi aslok luki. Huat na yuk tsik kli ni uk. Tan rik sa gu luku. Dort ayuk. ayukra jam huang nun dai lai chak tu i zat sur lau tu huang ku da krik sai ta put. We don't invite uncomfortable anything.
Mm-hmm.
They just come to
it
us.
I know, it just happens.
To accept it, you have to think, yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is how it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. That's a, yeah.
And then at the really way end, you could go, it won't be like this all the time.
No, it won't. You know, I've studied some research on this, and whenever you have any very powerful emotion, like joy, sadness, fear, if you can just accept that and just hang in there with it, it dies down.
Mm-hmm.
In about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
10, 15 minutes. If you could buy yourself some time, it gives your body and your nervous system a chance to calm. The hard part is when we feed that fear with negative thoughts.
Yeah.
And our thoughts become like kindling, and it just feeds it. And we could carry that fear all day long. We don't have to, but sometimes we do that to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, we can be more calm about it and not let our thoughts grow it. And it turns out that, like, we were talking earlier about how if we can't accept our full selves, what we're going through, can things that we go through that are really hard, and if we try to fight that all the time, it can get a little bit stuck inside us.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny part is, the harder you fight, the harder it hangs on.
Yeah.
and boy, that sure is, that's not fun. So if we fight what we experience instead of move towards acceptance, we actually become more stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need more things, like things to distract us or things to avoid. Like sometimes we use TV or our computers, yeah. Or some people might use substance abuse. We do anything to try to get away from
mm-hmm.
what we're going through. The struggle that we all have as human beings is how we manage some of that really difficult stuff inside us.
Yeah, if we try to reject or avoid what we experience, sometimes those hard experiences or emotions hang on stronger and longer.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's no room for other things to come in
mm-hmm.
or to happen within us.
And we get to believe all the negative.
And we build it up and build it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes people can go long amounts of time in this state, this feeling this way and thinking the hard thoughts about it. And, you know, it's if you're kind of waiting for something to happen that'll make it better. And sometimes one of the key things is, can you instead accept what's happening? And then we were talking about, like, what happens if we slow down and just try to accept what we feel and what we're experiencing without judging.
Mm-hmm.
Allow ourselves to hear good things, to be patient with ourselves, I think, when we're going through something. And then you were talking about this one here about
mm-hmm.
that we live in a
push button. We live in a push button world. And that can make it harder to practice acceptance.
Yeah.
And it also can make us lazy.
Yeah. Yes.
Without working hard, you just push the button and out comes water. You don't have to work hard to go somewhere and get water, because push button, or even honey buckets.
Yeah.
You don't go out to somewhere where people don't roam around and dig up a big hole, and this is where your waste will go.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the push button world.
Yeah.
Easy. You just push the button and away your wastes go.
Yeah.
You don't have to lift a pound.
Yeah, but you know what? That push button world doesn't work for what you're going through in life. Can't just push a button and have the hard emotions just disappear.
Yeah.
But that's a good point, though, that you're making, that the world around us can make it sometimes harder to mm-hmm. be able to slow down, accept, and be more patient with what we're going through. And something that you and I talked about that I really appreciated was looking at subsistence life as a kind of model
mm-hmm.
for acceptance. Do you want to talk about that, the way in subsistence life, there's a lot that you have to accept
mm-hmm.
and go with and not struggle with?
See, no struggle, or you don't say, that's tiring. No, mm-hmm. you just get right to it. It's a thing to do to get the fish, one fish,
mm-hmm.
get it all ready.
Mm-hmm.
You do all that work so that it could dry properly.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't look like it's messed up with slime or mm-hmm. anything. You wash and you do it fish by fish.
Yes. Each fish gets the special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think I really like that, how, like, if you go someplace to pick berries and the place that you picked, there's no berries, you don't stand there and just go on and on about how there's no berries and there should be berries and why aren't there berries? You just accept
mm-hmm.
and move to another place, maybe.
Walk, walk, walk. Look for, even there's hardly any. You just pick
mm-hmm.
what you see.
Yeah.
What's there.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, don't do it, because you can always go to the store and get frozen store-bought berries.
Yeah, that's true.
That's another one that's just like push button.
Right, because a long time ago there was no store.
Mm-mm.
And if you went someplace on the tundra and there weren't very many berries, you had to accept that, right?
Yeah.
And then go to another spot
mm-hmm.
and see if it was better there.
You go there mm-hmm. and check over there.
Yes. And so that built up a way of accepting the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
And, or even if you're at the seawall and you're fishing, some you may catch, some you may not.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have to accept whichever way it goes. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were talking about within ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, today I feel some anxiety. And you know what I do is, like, when I'm feeling anxiety, I try to practice this. I try to think, oh, that's interesting. And I kind of bring curiosity. Like, I'm curious about this anxiety. I can feel it. I feel it in my stomach, and my thoughts are kind of racing a little bit. And I kind of try to just accept, oh, okay, well, there's my anxiety. And then I think of it like this. I'm like, well, I'm going to go out on a walk on the tundra, and I'm going to take my anxiety with me. And, you know, maybe they'll want to, maybe my anxiety will just stay on the tundra, and I'll come back home. But, I mean, the point being is, like, you try not to fight it mm-hmm. or push it away, because it'll hang on even harder. And I like that about subsistence life. There's a lot of acceptance that's built in, because if there's no moose, there's nothing you can do. You can't mm-hmm. fight it. You just have to accept, oh, there's no moose here. I'll have to go someplace else. If you want to say a little bit about that.
Be okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Subsistence takes more time. Being calm, being in unity with the earth, plants, and animals.
Yeah. And so that acceptance for the world around us and for the seasons that come and go, we should bring that kind of acceptance inside ourselves too.
Mm-hmm.
Except that we may not be feeling the best today.
Yeah.
And that's okay, because that will pass. And if you feel, when we feel really happy, that will pass too.
Mm-hmm.
All within us comes and goes. It kind of flows through us. And that's how we're connected to everything around us.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really appreciate.
Appreciation. No matter the outcome, appreciate what you did.
Mm-hmm.
That you would never go through that same route. It's in the past.
Did you notice when you had some of your hardest feelings, like with grief and with some of the tragedies that you've experienced in life, how did you know that it would pass? I mean, did you have times where it felt like you were going to feel that way forever?
The universe. You don't want to do anything after. Let's talk about my grief.
Mm-hmm.
When my loss is fresh, I don't want Christmas to come.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I keep thinking of that, it comes anyway.
Right. Can't fight that. Yeah, it's coming.
And then it passes.
Mm-hmm.
Birthday come, whether I like it or not,
mm-hmm.
I can't fight it.
Right.
I have to be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But these kind of things, the way to think like that, takes everyday practice.
Oh, that's so practice. True. All the time. All the time. That's part of that awareness.
Mm-hmm.
The power of awareness, because that way you can practice more when you're aware of yourself, aware of things around you. You know, we have, and in that subsistence life, you're always having to practice acceptance and because winter's going to come.
Yeah.
So's spring, so's summer, so's fall. The birds are going to come. Mm-hmm. And then, but the birds are also going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we are inside ourselves. It's like seasonal. Mm-hmm. We have beautiful parts of ourselves, and then that leaves, and then something else may come in, and then that leaves, and then something else. And it's kind of a flow like that, is one way we can, I think, kind of think about it.
That tells us we are 100%, even though we can't feel that, we are 100% connected to everything that we step on, where we live, where our house stands, everything.
Yeah. That's a very powerful realization that our, that's why I like thinking about subsistence life as being about acceptance, and how my internal life is like seasonal too. And so you can use the same outlook you have when you're doing subsistence, you can put that outlook into yourself too. That, oh, today, today there's not a lot of berries inside me. But then tomorrow I might wake up and I've got tons of berries.
Yeah.
And then I accept that and I enjoy that. But I know those berries are going to leave and then something else will come in. And so that's what we've been talking about for our show today, is how our subsistence life can help guide us toward more acceptance of our own internal life.
And then at the end, you can think of what did I do all day today with my own acceptance? Using it the best way I know how. And appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then you dig into, what lesson did I learn today?
Right. I like that, because that's the power of using your curiosity to deal with who you are, and bringing curiosity to what you're going through.
That one can also pass.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Well, I think that's our show today. I really enjoyed talking to you about that.
Thank you for listening to Igayutit, hosted by Diane McGachran and Esther Green, produced by KYUK.